identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Behind.
Bye. your point of view, you do what I'm insane. It's not sane. It's not sane.
CFW.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee. This is 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back. got a picture of your house, and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded, and it's looking pretty warm. I see the factory that it worked, silhouetted in the back. The memories are gray, but man, they're really coming back. I don't need to be the king of the world, as long as I'm the hero of this little girl. There's a color deep inside, like a blue suburban sky. When I come home late at night, and you're in bed asleep, I wrap my arms around you so I can feel you breathe. Well, I don't need to be a Superman, as long as you will always. Back and it makes it pretty hard. Like I know where left to go, no one really cares. I don't know what to do, but I'm never giving up on you. Closer to it every day.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Before he sees. some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather sheets. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, I sliced a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time I'll think before he.
Got my first real six string, but Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Now I'm hoping.
come on in, yeah. Saying no, no.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a cheating, I'm a cheating, I'm a cheating, I'm a cheating. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. You gotta make a big impression, gotta like what you do. If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay.
A bottle, baby, come on and let me out.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last October that 11 Michigan GOP legislators used the independent state legislature theory to challenge two Michigan ballot questions expanding voting rights. A federal judge dismissed their case April 10th. You'll remember that the fringe ISL theory was used in a North Carolina case last year, with the state legislature arguing in Moore v. Harper that it alone had the U.S. constitutional authority to make election law. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument. In 2018, Michigan voters approved voting rights citizen ballot initiatives which established automatic voter registration, no-excuse absentee voting, and same-day voter registration. In 2022, voters approved another voting rights amendment which allowed drop boxes, established 9 days of early voting, and a permanent absentee list, among several democracy reforms. They passed with approvals of 60% and 67%. 11 Michigan GOP senators and representatives objected, arguing that they had the U.S. constitutional right to cast a vote on such election laws and were harmed by the ballot initiatives. Judge Jane Beckering did not rule on the validity of the ISL theory, but did concur with the state's argument that the plaintiffs had no standing to bring the case. The case was dismissed, but ISL may still not be dead. We have links to more in the case and why the ISL theory is dangerous at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, cooler with scattered rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain with an inch or more possible tomorrow through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
CFW.
Lose you, and I don't know where I am going to.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Dreams to me tonight, they'll come true in the end.
7 CFW. Remember this one?
Well,